You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. And this week, it's the fact that the UK tour of Annie is in town. It's at Nottingham's Royal Concert Hall until Saturday the 17th of June. And honestly, if you're looking for a bit of blockbuster Broadway sparkle mixed with a heavy dose of nostalgia, then this is the show for you. It has been a long time since I last saw Annie on stage, and I always forget just how much I enjoy it, especially the score. I mean, I grew up watching the 1982 film version, and while I will always have a soft spot for that, the stage show is just next level and pure old school musical theatre magic. The NYC sequence in particular was perfectly staged, and you can't help but watch the whole show with a huge smile on your face. And let's be fair, what else would you expect from a show directed by Nikolai Foster? The whole thing is theatrical bliss, matched perfectly by Nick Winston's choreography that harkens back to this very traditional musical theatre vibe while still feeling fresh and dynamic. It is so entirely up my street from beginning to end. I just love it. Like, Annie is a very family-friendly show anyway, in terms of the plot especially, and how you have this young orphan who embraces optimism in the face of everything that's thrown at her, and who ends up finding a new version of a family along the way. Sometimes, I will say, interspersed with a little suspension of disbelief. I've always found it slightly entertaining that the show basically suggests that President Roosevelt's New Deal was inspired by an 11-year-old girl disrupting his staff and singing about how the sun will come out tomorrow. Like, it's lovely and charming and works fine within the story that is being put across, but there is a through line of semi-taking things with a pinch of fantastical salt in Annie at the best of times, if you know what I mean. But like I said, that makes it very family-friendly and very charming. But from a musical theatre perspective, I think it's a really good way of introducing younger viewers in particular to a more showy, traditional style of musical theatre performance. The way this particular version of Annie works on stage, coupled with Colin Richman's lovely set and costume designs, it gives the whole thing a sort of quirkiness that combines the energy of something like Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical with proper golden age old school musical theatre. I mentioned the nostalgia of it all earlier, and honestly I feel like that's the best way I can describe the warm feeling that you get from watching this production, and honestly one of the best compliments I can pay it as well, given how that's achieved from a technical and creative standpoint. Though of course that is all more than matched by brilliant performances from the cast. For press night, the show was led wonderfully by Poppy Cunningham as Annie. She had all the sparkle and wit that you would want from someone playing this character, and managed to land on the right side of joyful and optimistic without it ever becoming annoying, which I know is a common criticism that tends to be levied at child performers. You do not have to worry about that in this case at all. All of the children in the show bring real character and charm, and it's very endearing to watch. And that goes for all the other orphans too. I kept being amazed that there were only six of them in total, because the way they filled the stage with their energy and athleticism and humour, it was darn impressive. I was actually talking to a delivery driver this morning who also happened to be at the show last night, and he wanted to single out Karen as Molly in particular. He thought she was very, very sweet. But honestly, all of the orphans, just incredible to watch. The delivery driver actually also made me laugh because he'd said that if he hadn't gone into the show knowing that Craig Revel Horwood was playing Miss Hannigan, he never would have been able to tell. And honestly, it's kind of true. Craig is glorious as the cruel matron of the orphanage. I mean, it's such an iconic part that has been played by so many incredible performers in the past, and yet Craig brings such a unique twist to it with, dare I say, just the right amount of pantomime villain in it as he oscillates back and forth between drunk frustration, flirty humour, and this ingenious switch to a lower voice every now and again. I could have watched him all evening, and Easy Street, performed alongside Paul French as Rooster and Billy Kay as Lily St. Regis, was a real highlight. In fact, it led to my friend turning to me at the interval and saying, bearing in mind that we'd also seen The Ocean at the End of the Lane last week, she turned to me and said that she wished they would stop making theatrical child abusers so fabulous. So make of that what you will. I also have to mention Amelia Adams, who was so lovely and heartwarming as Grace, Mr. Warbucks' assistant, and also Alex Bourne as Mr. Warbucks himself. I adore Alex Bourne's voice, and he did such a good job of transforming this billionaire character from slightly grumpy businessman who's too busy to care about anything else but work to the most loving, kind father figure who, let's face it, I think we would all love to be adopted by. Oh, and then also David Burrows, who plays a smattering of characters across the show, but really shines as the comic relief as President Roosevelt. There were so many moments that made me fall in love with his performance of FDR, but something about the way he just yelled solo for the president in the middle of the cabinet version of Tomorrow really tickled me. I haven't stopped thinking about it. I'm obsessed. The rest of the cast then did a phenomenal job in bringing the show to life as well, especially when it comes to the songs. Like I said, I'd forgotten how much I enjoy Charles Strauss's score, and frankly, every song is a banger. I really liked being reminded of some of the numbers that I haven't listened to in a while because they're not in the film. Things like We'd Like to Thank You, Herbert Hoover, and NYC in particular. But then the standard favourites are just as good. Easy Street, as I said, is always a highlight, as is The Hard Knock Life. Though one of my favourite moments was in Act 2 with You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. It's a lovely, charming, catchy song at the best of times, but it was sung so beautifully by Matthew Sweet, who really was one of the standout performers of the evening for me, so I'm very happy he happened to be on as a swing for the press night. I also loved that the musical director, Joshua Griffith, was clearly having the time of his life during that song, and most of the others, to be fair. It is so nice when you see a conductor enjoying the music that they're leading, and I felt very privileged that I was able to watch Joshua lead the band with such panache, because also they sounded fantastic, which just helps convey Charles Strauss's brilliant score even more. And if all that's not enough for you, there's also a cute dog that runs across the stage every now and again that gets a huge applause from the audience every single time. So, you know, there really is something for everyone. I mean, do I dare say this? Sure. I think it is possibly one of my most controversial musical theatre opinions, and probably the one that I am most likely to get cancelled for at some point in the future, but I don't personally think the stage version of Annie needs to have Sandy the dog in it. I know, I'm sorry. It's a very cute scene when Annie meets Sandy, and the control of the dog playing the part is very, very impressive, especially when, like at the opening press night, there was a bit of audience disruption happening at the same time as that song, and everyone carried on like a trooper. But then after that, in the stage show, Sandy doesn't feature anywhere near as much as he does in the film, and I can't help but question whether we really need a dog at all in it. I am so sorry for saying this. I genuinely wasn't even going to mention it because I know how much people love seeing a dog on stage. But hey, this is a safe space to share. All opinions are welcome. Please don't hate me. But with all of that, there really isn't anything that's not to love about this version of Annie. The charm and nostalgia running through it are immense and frankly inescapable. And at a time when life can feel a bit difficult and down, this injection of optimism and joy is really what we all need. It's a wonderful blend of theatrical magic and escapism with a really heartwarming story that is brilliantly performed by a tremendously talented cast of musicians. And if that's not enough for you, the theatre has air conditioning, so it really is a lovely relief from the soaring temperatures outside. What more could you possibly want? So if Annie has piqued your interest, make sure you catch the show while it's here in Nottingham. It's at the Royal Concert Hall until Saturday the 17th of June, and tickets are available via the link here in the post. But on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Thank you so much for listening, and if you'd like to hear more from the world of musical theatre, join me for Showtime live on urn1350.net this Sunday from 6pm for non-stop show tunes and theatre news. You can also stay up to date by following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to make sure you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.